supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over dictatorship and over the worldly desires of the zalimeen. It has been prophesied in several ahadith about the changes taking place in the Islamic countries, and especially about the East. The hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which I recited in the beginning, where he says that there will be people rising from the East who will pave the way for the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And I think it's the best time for the Islamic Ummah to realize and to distinguish, realize their responsibilities and distinguish between a friend and the foe, and the enemy and the supporter. And it is time for the Islamic Ummah to start working under the walayat of Imam Sahib al-Zaman, Waliyul Asr, Al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi alayhim as-salatu was-salam. The Holy Prophet has said to his daughter Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha that Allah has provided seven things to us that He did not provide to anyone before us. The first, the messenger of ours is the best of the messengers, which is your father. The wasi of ours is the best of the awsiya, which is your husband. The shaheed of ours is the best of the shuhada, which is your father's uncle, Hamza. Remember, Prophet had named Hazrat Hamza to be Sayyidu Shuhada in those days. And it's amongst us the one who had been given two wings in the paradise for flying, in other words, which I'm paraphrasing these narrations in my own words. Prophet is ihtimal in referring to Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar salamullahi alayh, who was martyred in the battle of Mauta, and both of his hands were cut, and Allah awarded two wings in the place of two hands of his, and he's flying in the paradise with the wings. That's why we call him Ja'far al-Tayyar, the flyer. And also the fifth and the sixth point that the Prophet mentioned is that amongst us, as from us, are the two children Hassan and Hussein. That means nobody has children like Hassan and Hussein. No one was ever awarded children like Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam. And the seventh thing that the Prophet, and the last thing that the Prophet has mentioned, wa minna wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa mahdiyu hadhihi al-umma alladhi yusalli khalfahu Isa ibn Maryam. That means amongst us, I swear to that Allah, who, there is no one worthy of worshipping other than Him, that Mahdi of this Ummat is amongst us, in other words. And the one behind whom Isa, the son of Mary, is going to pray. ثُمَّ ضَرَبَ بِيَدِهِ عَلَى مِنْكَ بِالْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَقَالْ مِنْ هَذَا ثَلَاثًا. Then Prophet put his hand over... or striked his hand over the shoulder of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and said from him three times. The Prophet said three times from him, that means from the lineage of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Mahdi alayhi salam is going to come from his lineage. Prophet was basically feeling proud, feeling the pride and fakhr on the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam belongs to him. And we are also supposed to feel muftakhir and proud that we belong in the imamat and walayat of the imam with for whom the Holy Prophet was feeling the fakhr and pride, in other words. Also in the hadith of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, we find إِذَا خَرَجَ ذَاكَ التَّاسِعْ مِنْ وُلْدِ أَخِ الْحُسَيْنِ إِبْنِ سَيِّدِ الْإِمَاء. When the ninth one uprises from the lineage of my brother Hussein, the daughter of the most superior of all the servants and maids, you know, يُطِيلُ اللَّهُ عُمْرَهُ فِي غَيْبَةٍ ثُمَّ يُظْهِرُهُ بِقُدْرَتِهِ فِي سُورَةِ شَابٍ دُونَ الْأَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to take him into ghaybat. Allah is going to prolong his age in the ghaybat, in the occultation and absence. And then Allah will bring him back with his power in the form of a young man under 40 years of age. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and he's going to appear, he always seems to be a person less than 40 years of age, which is of course a miracle of Allah, that a living miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he always brings his Khatamul Awsiya, seal of his deputies, in the form of a young person. The age has no effect on Imam alayhi salam. He's Sahibul Zaman. He's the owner of the time. Time was created in front of his eyes when there was he was there where nothing else was created. So he's part of the Noor of the Hori Prophet, Awwalu ma khalaqallahu Nuri, and everything was created in front of his eyes. So time and space cannot limit his existence. His existence is above and beyond the limitations of time and space. So he is Sahibul Zaman. He is more than 1200 years of age, but he always appears in the form of a young man below 40 years of age. ذَلِكَ لِيُعْلَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This is so that people would understand, people would know that Allah is powerful over everything. And Allah can do whatever He wishes to perform. Whatever He wishes, Allah can do it. And the hadith from Imam Hussain alayhi salam says that minna isna ashara mahdiyan. It's amongst us the 12 Mahdis. And all the Imams are, of course, Mahdi, literally speaking in Arabic, means the guided one. So all the Imams are guided one. And they are Hadi and they are Mahdi. So all of them are Hadin and Mahdiyin. They're all guides and they're all guided ones. أولهم أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام وآخرهم التاسع من ولدي. And the last one among them is the ninth from my lineage, from my children, Imam Hussein said. وَهُوَ الْقَائِمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And he is the one who is going to rise upon haqq, with haqq in other words. يُحْيِ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah is going to make the earth alive after its death. The death of the earth is because of the kufr and shirk and nifaq. Because of the people doing kufr towards Allah, turning away from the walayat of Ahlul Bayt and the sunnat of Rasulullah, when Prophet has commanded in Sahih Bukhari that إِنِّي تَارُكُنْ فِيكُمَ السَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهُ وَعِتْرَتِي, that I am leaving behind you the Book of God and my Ahlul Bayt, and people are turning away from the walayat of Ahlul Bayt knowingly. This is shirk towards the sunnat and tawheed of Allah, and this is kufr towards the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is turning away from the sunnat of Allah, and whoever turns away from the sunnat of Allah is turning away from tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the earth is dead because of the kufr and shirk and nifaq of the people, and the earth will become alive by the iman over the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And then Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, وَيُظْهِرُ بِهِ دِينَ الْحَقِّ. Allah is going to express the religion of haqq because of him. Because of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the religion of haqq will be spread all over in the whole world. عَلَى دِينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. All the surviving religions will be overwhelmed by the religion of haq and truth and righteousness. So all the surviving so-called religions who are not following the path of haq will be overwhelmed, even though the mushrikeen dislike it. Obviously the mushrikeen is not going to like it. They are the ones who are the biggest obstacle. That's what Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah Alayhi used to say. The biggest issue right now that we are facing is not Shia versus Sunni. When it comes to Shia versus Sunni, we need to have ittihad among ourselves. We are all brothers in Islam. Isn't it right? We need to have ittihad bil Muslimin. When it comes to the real issue that the Islam, the religion Islam is facing, is Islam versus Kufr. Let's not allow the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen to do the istifada, to misuse the tafriqa and to spread the tafriqa and divisions in the Muslims for their goals. Farriq tasud, divide and rule, that they have been doing since centuries and benefiting and harming all those who have been playing in their hands because of their own hamakat and silliness. So Islamic wisdom dictates that the biggest issue right now, we can settle our differences in a healthy and academic way within the circle of Islam. Isn't it right? We are not going to involve the kuffar to make fun of us, and we are not going to allow the kuffar to play their games and plots against us. We are not the playground for kuffar. Enough is enough. And this is going to happen in the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that the religion of haq will be implemented. Walau kareha al mushrikun, although the mushrikeen will dislike it, let them dislike, who cares? It's now the time where haq has to prevail. Enough is enough. That's why he needs strong people to support him. Strong people who are strong in their principles. Not so-called intellectuals and so-called open-minded people who are ready to compromise in front of kuffar and mushrikeen for their dunya. So we find that 313 people reaching the Kaaba when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam appears after the announcement of Jibreel. See, the announcement of Jibreel is going to take place in the night before 23rd of Ramadan. Laylatul Thalis wal Ashreen min Ramadan, the night before the 23rd of Ramadan, that will be the official announcement of Allah. Jibreel is going to announce Inna Aliyan wa Shi'atahu, that Jibreel is going to announce that Ali and his supporters are, in other words, the successful, the guided ones. And by the time the ghurub of Shams, the sun sets, Shaitan is going to announce a statement which is against the statement of Jibreel. So the statement of Jibreel is going to be heard by every single human. So no one can say, well, I did not hear it, I did not understand it. That's Allah's announcement through the Archangel Jibreel, Sayyidul Malaika, and Allah's last representative, and Rasulullah's wasi and death Khalifa is appearing. So Allah is going to make the announcement, and Allah makes sure the job gets done right. You know, do one thing but do it right. So Allah's jobs are always done right. يَسْمَعُ مَنْ بِالْمَشْرِقِ وَمَنْ بِالْمَغْرِبِ. Every single human in the east and the west will hear. Those people who will be sleeping will wake up and hear. Those who will be unconscious and ill in their illnesses and sicknesses will become cautious and regain their conscience and listen to the announcement of Jibreel. So there will be zero excuses and ta'wil and tawjih and excuses furnished before Allah. Now there's Allah's Khalifa arriving, so everybody would hear. And the second announcement of Jibreel is, the second announcement of Allah from Allah's behalf is going to happen on the day of the arrival of the Imam, which is a Friday. And at the time of Fajr, when the Khalifa of Allah will arrive at the Holy Kaaba, that's where the announcement of, and a second announcement will be, which everybody will listen about. And that announcement, not only the name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is similar to the name of Rasulullah, will be mentioned, but also his laqab Abu al-Qasim, which is similar to the laqab of Rasulullah, kunyat of Rasulullah Abu al-Qasim, will also be mentioned, and the whole lineage and shajara of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be announced. He is the son of Imam Askari alayhi salam, who is the son of Imam al-Naqi alayhi salam, who is the son of Imam al-Taqi alayhi salam, and so forth to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and then who is the wasi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The whole shajara, like I said earlier, the jobs of Allah are always rightfully handled. So the whole shajara is announced, so there is zero ibham ambiguity for those who are ready to do ta'wil and tawjih. Those who don't want to follow, let them do what they want to do, let them play in the hands of shaitan. But those who are serious, they can hear exactly what Allah wants them to hear with zero ambiguity. So we find that lahu ghaibatun yartaddu fiha aqwamun yathbutu wa yathbutu ala ad-din fiha akharun. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is going to have a ghaibat time where some people will become murtad. Yartad, look at the word used in the hadith. Some people will become murtad from the sunnah of Rasulullah, murtad from the teachings of Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turning away from the sunnah is nothing but irtidad. Didn't the Holy Prophet say, you see, hadith of Kisa, when the Prophet had gathered Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and under the Kisa'un Yamani, and recited, and Jibreel brought this ayat, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. And this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ayat of Quran, is the dalil for the taharat and ismat and infallibility of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wa salam. And the hadith of Kisa is narrated by so many rawis and narrators of Muslims, and including those narrators, one of those narrators is Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha, and she is the one who is narrating hadith al-Kisa, that the Prophet had gathered Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein under the Kisa'un Yamani, and that's where he recited this ayat al-Tathir, innama yuridullahu. Hazrat Aisha says the Prophet recited, innama yuridullahu li yudhiba ankumur ritsa ahl al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira. So there is no reason for any Muslim of any sect to doubt in the fact that Ayatul Tathir belongs to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. This is also narrated by Ummul Mumineen Aisha. So we find that when in the Hadith al-Kisa, what I was saying to you, the Prophet has mentioned, أَنَا سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَالَمَهُمْ وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَهُمْ وَمُحِبٌ لِمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ. I am at peace with those who are at peace with the Ahlul Bayt, with these five great personalities. Isn't that right? Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. I am at peace, أَنَا سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَالَمَهُمْ, with those who are at peace with them. وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَهُمْ. Prophet has already announced his policy. We need to adjust ourselves according to Rasulullah. So Prophet has said, I am at war, ana harbun, I am at war with those who are at war with them. So you fight with Hussein ibn Ali, and Prophet is your enemy, and Allah is your enemy. You fight with Hazrat Fatima, and Allah is your enemy, and Rasulullah is your enemy. You fight with Imam Hassan, and Allah is your enemy, and Rasulullah is your enemy. You fight with Imam Ali, and Rasulullah is your enemy, and Allah is your enemy. وَمُحِبٌّ لِمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ. I love those who love. I love the one who loves them. And Prophet is the enemy of the love of the one who considers them to be his enemy. So people will become murtad in the time of ghaibat. They will turn away from the straight path of Rasulullah and the straight path and Siratul Mustaqim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn away from the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, and yartaddu fiha aqwaman, there will be people term becoming murtad in the ghaybat, yasbutu ala ad-din fiha akharun, and there will be some others who will be steadfast on the religion of Rasulullah, which is at peace with Ahlul Bayt. The religion of Rasulullah is always at peace with Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. So we find that yasbutu ala ad-din فيها آخرون فيؤدون ويقال لهم متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. So they would deliver, and it will be said to them, those people who are steadfast, it will be said to them, when is the promise, if you are saying the truth, when is the promise gonna happen? So Allah has already promised about the arrival of His Khalifa. وَنُرِيدْ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Isn't that right? We have wished to do favor on those who have been weakened on earth. وَنُرِيدْ أَنَّمُنَّ, and we have wished to do favor on those who have been weakened on earth. وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً, and made them the imams. وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ, and made them the inheritors. So Ama inna sabir fi ghaybatihi, then Imam Hussain al-Islam said, the person who has sabr and patience in his ghaybat, in his occultation and absence, ala al-adha wa takzeeb, on the torture and the denial. The people will be facing tortures, problems, turmoils, isn't that right? And because they love Ahlul Bayt, they will be persecuted because of their love towards the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because they are following the sunnah of Rasulullah. There are munafiqeen who will be persecuting the supporters of Ahlul Bayt. Every munafiq is going to oppose the walayat of Ahlul Bayt and oppose the sunnah of Rasulullah in his practice, and claim as a lip service that I am a Muslim. This is the sign of a munafiq. He opposes the sunnah, but he recites the kalima. So anybody who opposes the sunnah, we can never be friend with them. We are friends with everybody who supports the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because the criteria is the sunnah of Rasulullah. So people will be facing turmoils and tortures and denial. بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْمُجَاهِدِ بِالسَّيْفِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That person who becomes sabir and patient over this scenario, this situation, he is at the level of a mujahid, bisayf, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, the hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Al-qa'im minna takhfa wiladatuhu ala nas hatta yakunu lam yulad. The imam who is going to uprise amongst us, his wiladat, his birth is going to be hidden. And the people will end up saying, he was never born. See, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has shabahat and resemblance with several prophets. He has shabahat and resemblance with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. He has shabahat and resemblance with Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He has shabahat and resemblance with Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. He has shabahat and resemblance with Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and he has shabahat and resemblance with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the shabahat and resemblance he has with Prophet Musa alayhi salam is khifa'ul wilada. Just like Prophet Musa was born hiddenly. Isn't that right? Fir'aun la'natullah alayhi has killed tens of thousands of babies. According to some riwayat, 70,000 children were killed by Fir'aun, because one astronomer told him that there will be arriving a baby who is going to devastate your empire. This is going to happen. After the prophecy of the astronomer, every single baby that was born in Egypt was killed by Fir'aun. every single baby. Some histories say 70,000. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it right? The Quran has said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Isn't it right? Whoever has taqwa, Allah provides opening for him. Allah has His own ways. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Whoever, those who do jihad in us, we will certainly guide them towards our paths. So Allah has His own ways of supporting His people and His representatives. So we find that Allah made the arrangement that the worst enemy of Fir'aun, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and ilm and mashiyat and irada and will inside the house of the same Fir'aun who was avoiding Prophet Musa and killing tens of thousands of babies. And this is how Allah arranges. So we need to have tawakkul in Allah. So al-qa'im minna takhfa wiladatuhu. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, our qa'im, his wiladat will be hidden ala nas, on the people. Hatta yakulu lam yulad. So we find mutawakkil Abbasi la'natullahi alayhi, you know, mu'ayyad al-Abbasi, Mu'tamid Billah al-Abbasi, those zalim and cruel barbarians, with their behavior towards Imam Askari alayhi salam, you know, those, some of those tahuts have been sending spies into the house of Imam Askari alayhi salam to find out whether his mother Hazrat Narjis salamullahi alayha is pregnant or not. She did not have any signs of pregnancy, the hadith says. She has no sign of pregnancy, the riwayat says, until the last moment of the birth, until when she got close to the birth, that's where the signs appeared all of a sudden, and she gave birth to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the angel came and he was taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qurb and presence, and then brought back and then delivered into the hands of Imam Askari alayhi salam later on by Hazrat Narjis. So we find his wiladat was makhfi and hidden. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam has said, إِذَا قَامَ قَائِمُنَا وَضَعَ اللَّهُ يَدَهُ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْعِبَادِ. When our qa'im is going to uprise, Allah has put His hand on the heads of the people. So, hand in Arabic, Allah doesn't have no hand. Allah doesn't have any feet. Allah is not jism. He is not a body. If he was a body, he would be limited. Everybody is limited into time and space and several other parameters. Isn't that right? So Allah is not a body. If he is a body, he is not God. No God can be a body. So Allah is Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Quran says Allah is the Nur of heavens and earth. When we use the word Yad in Arabic, we usually ihtimalan means the as a kinaya and metaphor for the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the power and qudrat and strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So فَجَمَعَ بِهَا عُقُولَهُمْ. Allah is going to gather their intellects. وَكَمُلَتْ بِهِ أَحْلَامُهُمْ, and their dreams will be fulfilled. In other words, all the dreams that the people were dreaming of since long about the iqamatul adl, you know, about the implementation, establishment of justice, getting rid of the zulm from the world. You know, how can a person who is zalim in his own nafs, doing sins, how can a zalim person implement adl? Does it make sense? You have to be adil in your ruhaniyat first. You need to implement adl on yourself first, in order for you to be able to implement adl on the rest of the people around you in the society. So there has to be adalat in your nafs. There are some people who have been promoting that stay silent and sakit in front of the zalim rulers in the Islamic Ummah. And because even if they are fasiq and zalim, they are waliyul amr, they are your amirul mu'mineen, they are ulul amr, they are waliyul amr, isn't it right? Those fabricated narrations made by the factory of Banu Umayyah, la'anatullah alayhim, making the Islamic Ummah to go to sleep and accept the zalim and fasiq rulers, because Banu Umayyah themselves were fasiq. So that's what they fabricated the narration to justify their own rules. In Islam of Rasulullah, no zalim can ever become a ruler. We don't do the bay'at of any zalim. We do the bay'at of adil people. Even for the 5-time prayers, there has to be an imam, it has to be adil. You cannot pray behind a fasiq person. We have principles taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we never obey any zalim in our life, never give in to the zulm of any zalim, and we are here to stand and support the adil. So ihtimalan, these are the dreams of the mu'mineen, that they want the adl, they love the adl, they love the justice and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be enforced. And also we find in the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he is talking about the ayat of أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُفْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. So this ayat, which we keep on reciting every now and then for our hajat and needs towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam talking about this ayat of Quran said, nazilat fil qa'im alayhi salam huwa wallahi al-muhtar idha salla fil maqam rak'atayni wa da'a allaha فَأَجَابَهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُهُ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ. He's the one, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, he's the one who is mustab. When he would pray, in other words, when he would pray 2 rakats of prayers at the maqam of Ibrahim, at the maqam, maqam means the maqam of Ibrahim at the holy Kaaba, وَدَّعَ اللَّهَ, and he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will answer his prayers and remove the su' and make him the khalifa on earth. So actual muhtar is the best mistaq of this ayat is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself, and he's always answered when he would pray. So now, having said this description, it is our responsibility, brothers and sisters. I had written down some of those alamat which I wanted to mention, but maybe we can talk about later. We are running out of time, but I will certainly mention 4 of the responsibilities in a very short way, and inshallah we can elaborate on that later on if Allah permits. The first responsibility is the love towards Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The love of Ahlul Bayt and the love of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is wajib. That's wajib in Quran, when Allah has said, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. This love is wajib in the Holy Quran. There is no question in the mind of any Muslim to challenge the wajib about the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So every Muslim who believes in the Holy Quran, who believes in the Sunnah of Rasulullah, must love the Ahlul Bayt and must love Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Loving the Imam obviously includes that we disassociate ourselves from his enemies. You cannot love a person and have a relation with his enemy. Isn't it right? That's not a rocket science. Isn't it right? If you are siding and puttering up and supporting and flattering the enemies of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and justifying the policies of the zalimeen, and then you claim, oh hey, I love Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, I love Imam Mahdi, does it make any sense? It's not even a kid is going to buy that argument. So love automatically includes that we disassociate ourselves from their enemies, and which is a prerequisite for claiming the love towards them. So we do the du'as, we do tawassul, we do munajat, we do istighatha, we do nazar, we do, whenever possible, we do the hajj, we do ziyarat, we do umrah, we do tilawat of Quran, we give sadaqah, we do other nice deeds for the sake of the love and support his walayat and the supporters of his walayat and support his deputy. Intizar. The second duty is being muntazir, awaiting for the Imam.
our actions should reveal that we are waiting for the adl. We are waiting for removal of zulm. Our actions show that this person, when he is walking and talking, his action shows that he hates the zulm and he loves the justice. Isn't that right? So this is how we are muntazir. Muntazir for what? Muntazir for the hukumat of adl. Isn't that right? So if you are muntazir for the hukumat of adl, but you don't perform any political fara'is of Islam, do you think hukumat of adl of Imam Mahdi al-Islam can be done without al-fara'id al-siyasiyya? Do you think like that? Al-Islam la yahtami al-fara'id al-siyasiyya. The Islam does not have the political duties at all. So when we are saying muntazir, muntazir limada, for what? We are waiting for what? We are waiting for the hukumatul adl. Hukumat requires al-fara'id al-siyasiyya, isn't that right? So we need to do the fara'id al-siyasiyya. We need to perform the fara'id towards the walayat today if we are muntazir. Otherwise we are waiting for what? Waiting for the lip service? Laqlaqatul lisan? Istighatha. We do tawassul. We recite the du'as like and dua on Nudba on the Friday, isn't that right? And the Eidain, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha on Akbar al-A'yad, which is Eid al-Ghadir. So we recite dua on Nudba, we recite dua al-Ahad. Allahumma inni ujaddilu lahu fi sabihati yawmi hadha wa ma ishtu min ayyami ahdan wa aqdan wa bay'atan fi lahu fi unuqi la ahulu anha. We are doing bay'at towards the Imam, isn't it? I'm not going to get deviated from that bay'at. وَلَا أَزُولُ abada. I won't be derailed, I won't be sidetracked, I won't go on the other side. Isn't that right? So, and the last and the most important of the duties is the ma'rifat of the Imam. Whoever dies with the ma'rifat, مَنْ مَاتَ عَارِفًا لِإِمَامِهِ. Whoever dies with the ma'rifat, in the state of ma'rifat towards his imam, كَانَ كَمَنْ مَعَ الْقَائِمِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ فِي فُسْطَاطِهِ. He's just like the person who is along with Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam in his khaymah. So even if you don't find the imam in your lifetime, he does not appear in your life, that's irrelevant for you. Yes, that's irrelevant. Because you get the sawab. You get the same sawab of supporting the imam. If you have the ma'rifat today and you die, you are having the sawab of being with the imam in his khaymah because of your ma'rifat. So what is required is that instead of we asking, when is the zuhur of the imam? This is just like if somebody asks, Mata yawm al-qiyamah? When is the day of judgment? Isn't that right? There, somebody came to Rasulullah and said, when is the day of judgment? See, in Arabic we say, Husn al-su'al nisful ilm. Nicely presenting your question is half of the knowledge. So this person said to Rasulullah, when is the day of judgment? And look at the Prophet. He has an hikmatul mutlaqa, absolute wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet did not reply to his answer. Instead, Prophet said, what did you prepare for the Day of Judgment? That's the right question. See, that's the right question that we need to have tamarkuz and focus. What did you prepare for the Day of Judgment? Why are we asking when is the Day of Judgment going to happen? Is it relevant for my life? Whether it happens tomorrow or after 1 million years, so what? If I am performing my fara'id and duties towards Allah today, whether Day of Judgment happens tomorrow or after 1 million years, I am successful. If I am not doing my fara'id and duties, then whether Day of Judgment happens tomorrow or after 1 million years, I am not successful. Isn't that right? So what is important is that we focus on our fara'id and duties. When it happens is that irrelevant information. 26 names of prophets in Quran. You cannot find a 27th name of a Nabi in Quran. There are 26 only. Why? Why is Allah going to provide us an irrelevant information? Sal amma ya'nika wa la tas'al amma la ya'nika.
Hadithun Mubarak.
Isn't it right? Ask what concerns you and don't ask what does not concern you. So Allah does not provide any irrelevant information in the Quran to us. That's not instrumental for my guidance and hidayat on the Day of Judgment, whether I know the names of 124,000 prophets. No, I don't need to know their names. I need to know the names of those prophets which are relevant for my hidayat. Those of the stories, those of the qissa, those of the qasas, those of the stories in Quran which are relevant for my guidance are mentioned. Those of the stories which are not relevant for my hidayat are not mentioned by Allah. So we find that similarly, just like the Day of Judgment, Prophet said to him, what did you prepare for the Day of Judgment? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have much prayers and fastings, I don't have those things much, but I love you. And Prophet replied, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person is with the one whom he loves. That's the key formula that we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from this hadith, that we need to be particular about whom we love. Whomsoever you love, you are with that person or thing, here and there, in both the worlds. So we find similarly, the when Imam is going to appear is an irrelevant question. We're not supposed to ask when is the zuhur. It doesn't concern me. When is the zuhur? So what? What concerns me is the ma'rifat of the Imam. If I have the ma'rifat, كَمَنْ كَانَ مَعَ الْقَائِمْ فِي فُسْطَاتِهِ. This person is just like the one who is inside the khayma of the Imam. If I don't have the ma'rifat, even if Imam appears, so what? There are so many of the people, humans living in the time of Rasulullah who were munafiq, nawasib, kuffar, mushrikeen, no istifada from Rasulullah, did not benefit from his presence, isn't it right? Even if Imam Mahdi appears, but I don't have his ma'rifat, can I benefit from him? What benefit I would get if I am myself not ready to correct myself, do the islah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Let's read the dua of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he taught to Zurara. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم عرفني نفسك فإنك إن لم تعرفني نفسك لم أعرف نبيك اللهم عرفني رسولك فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك إن لم تعرفني حجتك ضللت عن ديني اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين يا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. Please recite one Surah Al-Fatiha for all the Shuhada of Islam.